This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Thursday, August 25th. Building an all-ETF portfolio can be a challenge. After all, how do you choose them? And then, how do you mix them?
It's a bit like mixing colors. You know, it could be mud or you could get a beautiful shade. What we really do is try to get the right colors to form the shade you want.
Vinay Nair is co-chairman of 55 Capital, which offers five portfolios that invest solely in ETFs. He says when choosing an ETF, his firm looks at liquidity, fees, index exposures, tracking error, and other factors. Nair says choosing between those factors is not clear-cut. He uses liquidity as an example.
There could be some ETFs that are not very liquid, but the underlying is very liquid, which makes it usable because you can directly trade with the market maker. On the other hand, there are ETFs that are very liquid and the underlying is not liquid, which becomes dangerous when there's a fire sale going on.
Nair says liquidity issues and mismatches highlight why investors need help in choosing ETFs and determining how to allocate them. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.